This week marks Teacher Appreciation Week. And to my children's teachers, oh, too many of you to name, but I appreciate you so much. But preschool teachers, as well as daycare providers and nannies, don't always get the recognition, respect, or pay that K-12 educators receive. The National Education Association reports the average public school teacher salary is about $66,000 a year. Childcare Aware says educators at childcare centres don't even make half of that. To help change the stigma around this workforce being just babysitters, Here and Now's Ashley Locke asked listeners who rely on childcare to share their appreciation for their provider, and she joins me now. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Deepa.
So our early childhood coverage on Here and Now often talks about the challenges these workers face. Many are women and women of colour earning an average of $13 an hour. Why did you want to hear from families about their childcare providers?
So I was actually talking with a childcare business owner the other day in Texas, and she told me about a conversation she had with a parent. The parent felt really badly about their financial situation and said, "I wish I could pay you more." She said, "You know, I don't expect you to pay me more, but you can help me advocate." And, you know, it's something we've heard from experts before, that parents can be allies in the childcare crisis when it comes to pushing for better pay for teachers and also for more affordable, quality care for their kids. That word quality is really what I wanted to hone in on, and that's what we asked listeners about, and we got some really interesting answers.
That's so interesting, Ashley, because I think so often as parents, we feel like we're paying too much, and we see the childcare provider maybe more as an adversary than us being an ally for them. So I'm so curious what parents shared with you about what they admire about who watches their young ones while they're at work.
Some of the big words we heard were patient and empathetic. They also said they loved their childcare providers because they're passionate, strong, fun, loving, consistent, encouraging, nurturing, compassionate. I also wanted to share some sound that we got from Mother Amber Parrish is from Billings, Montana. Her 5-year-old son is Hayden. She tells us about his teachers at a preschool called Storybrook Hollow.
Miss Joanne, Miss Carrie, and Miss Emma have helped in Hayden's care at the school since he arrived there almost 3 years ago. They are kind and caring, but no nonsense when they need to be. My son has learned about the Leaning Tower of Pisa, the human body, animals of different regions throughout the world, all the things that I don't think I learned until I was maybe in elementary school. So that just amazes me about them.
Thank you, Amber. And we also heard from a grandfather. I was pleased to see this because we mostly heard from mothers. So men, step up. We want to hear from you next time. Larry Breckner is a grandfather from Chesterton, Indiana, and his 2.5-year-old grandson, Grayson, is cared for every day by an invaluable nanny named Peyton.
She engages him with fun learning, I call it pre-preschool projects, and balances this with a whole bunch of fun activities for him. And she also, for us, does many creative projects with him, including creating grandparent gifts. We don't live too far away.
I love it. So many grandparents raising children, too.
Yeah, we've actually reported about that on the show before.
We have. So a big emphasis on the learning opportunities provided to little ones, Ashley. What else did you hear about the impact that the educators are having?
Well, I'll let the kids themselves tell you.
Oh. I like Matisse because she is kind. When I'm feeling sad, she helps me get better.
What makes Tima special is drawing hearts.
Drawing hearts?
Uh-huh.
So cute. That was listener Mariah Rosenblum's 4-year-old Marcy in Seattle and listener Michelle Benson's 5-year-old Tessa in Denver. And as far as the impact, parents say when their kids are with great teachers, they are happy, comfortable, appreciated. They're successful, they're blossoming, engaged, playful, and confident.
Yeah, I mean, all those words to me just say quality. And it really explains what quality means for families as they help advocate for state and federal leaders, I guess, to come up with a solution to improve access to childcare. It's not just care in general that they want, but quality care.
Right. And if you ask most parents, they're not going to be comfortable leaving their kids with just anyone unless they are happy and safe. And the key word is enriched. And that costs money. Childcare Aware actually has a new report out that finds in most states, if parents are paying for childcare for 2 kids, the cost is more than their mortgage or their rent. So the people working these jobs, they can't afford to be bringing in any less money. Parents can't afford to be paying any more. So we need solutions, and quality needs to be top of mind when people are thinking about solutions, because that's what's important to parents.
Yeah, you just laid out for us the complexity of the problem in a really simple way. Thank you. Here and now's Ashley Locke sharing listener responses about what they appreciate about their early educators. Thank you so much to everyone who called in or wrote in. And Ashley, thank you.
Thank you.